Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
More woes for Newt Gingrich's presidential campaign. His two top fundraising advisors are quitting and citing some daunting reasons. People familiar with the situation say they're resigning in part over the campaign's dire financial situation. Sources say Gingrich's campaign is at least $1 million in debt. This comes after 16 top advisors together abandoned his bid earlier this month. Gingrich has insisted that he will not end his troubled bid and will continue fighting for the Republican nomination for president. Gingrich is wealthy and could fund his campaign out of his own pocket, at least in the short term, to keep his campaign afloat. Meanwhile, a spokesman says aides and volunteers continue to raise money.
Why bother? And the second question is, how did he become so wealthy? You want to figure that out as a former politician. What do you think the reason for that is, or how does that come about? Two interesting things to glean from that report that Rita Foley presented on the latest in the Newt Gingrich campaign to become the Republican presidential nominee. And that's where we get started. The presidential race is front and center on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's see if we can get some more inside info, the talk fodder, if you will, from MSNBC Lawrence O'Donnell, talking to Howard Fineman from the Huffington Post about Newt Gingrich's second $1 million account at Tiffany's, which may have been the reason his staff left.
You have been working hard for us tonight, reporting on the Gingrich implosion. What is the latest? What have you found? What's left of this campaign?
Well, not much. As you also know, I'm sure his two big fundraising employees decided to quit. And Rich Galen, who is a friend of Newt's and former press secretary, said, in his view, it's possible that the two stories are related, i.e. that the fundraisers felt they couldn't go on at a time when there was yet another demonstration from Tiffany's that Newt could borrow all the money he needed to run for president.
Yeah, fundraising is a really tough job in a campaign. It's not something I'd ever want to work on because you're kind of banging up against brick walls all the time. And this kind of information gives people reason not to contribute, which makes the thing virtually impossible.
Yeah, and of course, most people around Newt or who had ever had any contact with Newt were looking for reasons not to give to begin with. Okay, so another story like the one Chris popped tonight about the $1 million line of credit, the word is that was percolating through what's left of the Newt Gingrich camp earlier today, and that could well have something to do with why his two fundraising people quit. He's got virtually nothing left in his campaign at all.
We don't have financial reports indicating how much the Gingrich campaign, how much money they might have on hand, but with your fundraisers quitting, I mean, they've got to be close to penniless around now.
No, I think there's probably a debt that they're looking at right now, which is one reason why one of many reasons why the whole rest of the staff quit the other week, because as much as they might have liked Newt and believed in him or gotten tired of him, they would like to be paid regardless, and some of them were probably worried that they weren't going to be. It's really an extraordinary thing, one misstep after another, how he makes it through to succeeding debates, let alone to the first caucuses in Iowa, I don't know. No.
Yeah, the next one's July 10th in Las Vegas. Can he afford the airfare?
He might have to walk, but he might want to go because Mitt Romney's not going to be there. Mitt Romney said today he wouldn't go because Mitt Romney's strategy is to hide as much as possible between now and New Hampshire.
There you go. That's quite a strategy. There's somebody that you want to see as a candidate. Let's hide and not have to talk to the press. All right, so there are a couple of things that come out of that, but then you don't expect anything that's going to be pro-Republican to come from those guys. O'Donnell on MSNBC, Fineman used to be with Newsweek, I think, didn't he, before he went to the Huffington Post? Okay, 800-510-8255 connects you with the rest of us. Here's host Mark Lewis with Michael Tanner from the Cato Institute about John Huntsman's entry into the race this week. Ho-hum.
Huntsman faces an uphill battle, but I wonder how you think he will fare. He's a fresh face on the Republican scene against the more moderates, the other moderates, I should say, Tim Pawlenty, the former Minnesota governor, and the former Massachusetts Governor Romney.
Well, he certainly has some advantages. He has an appealing personality and a good story to tell. He won't lack for money at all in his campaign. And he can claim that he is sort of the adult candidate, the competent candidate, the guy who can make the trains run on time. And all of that will count for something. But he's also going to have some disadvantages in that he is going to be one of several moderates outside of the conservative mainstream of the party.
And it seems right now that especially that fiscal conservative wing of the party is especially vibrant. Don't you think it's a little odd that he's coming out and embracing, say, the national security, social conservative parts of the party and trying to run on that from a general electability standpoint?
Well, he got a chance to sort of capture the moderate suburban vote on social issues. For example, on gay marriage, he doesn't support marriage, but he supports civil unions, which for a Republican is probably pretty open and fairly mainstream as far as I think the public goes and has a chance with those suburban voters. The big question is whether or not he can capture economic conservatives. And here his record is fairly mixed. He was a tax cutter when he was governor of Utah. He moved from a highly graduated income tax in the state to a low flat tax. He took on corporate taxes and capital gains taxes, business taxes in his state. But he was also a big spender. In fact, one of the biggest spending governors in the country during that time. So it's going to be a little bit tricky for him to say that he is a fiscal hawk in the race.
Michael, what does a Republican need to do right now to jump to the front of a crowded field?
Well, I think that a Republican is going to have to stake out that fiscally conservative, socially moderate terrain. I think that if you look at the last couple of elections, the swing votes have been suburban independents who are sort of moderate on social issues but very concerned about economics and taxes. If a Republican can stay hardcore on the economic issues, move a little bit to the left on social issues, I think they'd be in good stead.
All right, so that's the scoop, 800-510-8255, at least on several other of the candidates' faces and what they're doing. What do you think? Is this becoming tiresome? You listen to the same sort of thing kind of day in and day out with these people? It's a hunt, is it not? 800-510-8255, email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can send messages along that way. But the best way to communicate what you're thinking, the good old-fashioned phone at 800-510-TALK.
Broccoli or beans? Peaches or pears? Choosing what to plant in your garden isn't always easy, but protecting your garden is. Seven Brand Insecticide has been trusted for generations to protect fruits and veggies from over 100 harmful insects, including Japanese beetles. And 7 is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get 7, available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
Here's the thing about credit card companies. When you're in debt to them, they're the ones in charge. Hiking up your interest rates, slapping you with late fees, even calling you day and night to collect. Well, it's time you were the one in control. By settling your credit card debts for a fraction of what you owe, you need American Debt Negotiators. We'll match you with an expert who'll help settle your debt for pennies on the dollar and then roll everything into one affordable monthly payment. No more credit card payments. No more collection calls. It's simple, it's proven, and it's legal. If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, call for a free consultation that'll help you get debt-free sooner than you ever imagined. This is powerful information that credit card companies don't want you to know. Information that will put you in control. Call for your free phone consultation right now. Call 1-888-284-9273. That's 1-888-284-9273. Call 1-888-284-9273. Call now.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like thank you, like we'll never forget you, like we're behind you 100%, like we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at uso.org. the USO until everyone comes home.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweatproof and waterproof. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
800-510-TALK, the presidential race, the people who are running, that's the focus as we get ourselves deeply into this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown. In Iowa, host Chris Bradshaw doesn't think very much about Huntsman, and not because Huntsman has already said that he's skipping Iowa, but I think it has something to do with him working for Mr. Obama. Let's find out.
Should I talk about John Huntsman? Because he's already said he's skipping Iowa. So he doesn't matter. But I'm sure he's going to put up a very exciting race to be the next, I don't know, Secretary of Commerce, maybe Transportation. He does really well, Secretary of State. Or maybe he's positioning himself for 2016. But I almost feel bad about the guy. And he announced a couple of weeks ago that he was going to announce, which I hate that trend. Just blurt it out. Be done with it. But he shows up with the Statue of Liberty as a backdrop and announces, I'm running for president. Yeah, dozens of people worldwide, very excited, most of them in the Huntsman family, that he's running for president. But I mean, the guy didn't even get off stage before there's already the first anti-Huntsman attack ad by the Rick Santorum campaign. That's like the Washington Generals, you know, having attack ads run against them. Hey, Huntsman has a chance? No. We already have Mitt Romney in the race. Former governor, anti-wise business experience. And this one didn't work in the Obama administration, which is always a sign of pride among Republicans. Andy, welcome.
Huntsman, I think, is the death rattle of the caucuses for the Republican Party in Iowa.
I think that's already been done by Mitt Romney.
You're skipping it?
Pretty much. He's already said he won't take part in the Iowa GOP fundraiser known as the straw poll.
Right.
Because he spent $10 million in the state and got nothing out of it. He bought... Because that's what the straw poll is. You buy more tickets and bring more supporters in, and you magically win the vote. I'm shocked. But he spent $10 million.
But it's also the same that the straw poll's made up of whack jobs.
Not entirely. It's basically, can your organization bus enough people in? When I was in Ames, when I went to Iowa State University, it was during the 96 election cycle, and I think I got like $10 in a T-shirt from the Phil Gramm campaign. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
To come and... vote, you know, in the Ames straw poll. It's just how many people can you buy? How many tickets can you buy? I mean, it's a genius fundraising scam from the Iowa Republican Party. But Romney bought it last time and lost the state to Mike Huckabee, who had, I think, about 47 cents and a free coupon to Pizza Ranch to spend in the state. So now, Mitt Romney is the winner of the Iowa caucuses because he's going to skip it and win New Hampshire. And what Iowa's going to do is...
Would Huntsman have a Mormon problem in New Hampshire?
No, Huntsman...
And Huntsman's not a flip-flopper either.
No, Huntsman's issue is, one, he worked for the Obama administration.
Right. I think that legitimizes him to independence.
True, but independents don't vote in the Republican primary. That's his problem.
Unless they register.
No, I think Huntsman is legitimately running for a cabinet position... Maybe a VP slot, but that's, I don't think, possible at this point. And maybe he can be the Romney of 2016. He can be the next in line.
800-510-8255. So the first major fundraising deadline is only a few days away. The Republican candidates are sort of now becoming cutthroat. They're running around all around the country trying to sign up party donors to get the financial edge. This has nothing to do with the Republicans, just sickness in our system, all the money that there is in it. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to ExtendoVite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
You may get a kick out of this. On this day, 1992, CBS This Morning co-host Paula Zahn announced, quote, making headlines this morning, Bill Clinton comes up with a plan for the economy. Tax the rich, cut the deficit, help out just about everybody else. That's the Robin Hood way, isn't it? And he did pretty well in that department, as you may recall. The budget situation was in pretty good shape when he got out of office. That's the job of whoever comes after Obama, because he's sure not going to be able to do anything about it. A lot of differences between Clinton and Obama in many ways, have you noticed? 800-510-8255. Okay, let's get to the next item here as we look through these candidates, try to figure out what's what. Talk host Doug Callett talking to a caller who says that he'll vote for Obama if Mitt Romney gets the nomination.
Let's go to Barney on the cell phone, see what he says about Mitt Romney.
Let me help you with Mitt. Every time I hear his name, I'm infuriated because he's not as... I don't know who's more Liv, McCain, or him, but I'm fed up. I'm so fed up, and I'll tell you right now, if Mitt Romney gets the nomination, let him burn the country another 4 years. Because all it is just a little slower. We're fed up out here.
Well, I do understand that, Barney, but let me say this. I can't agree with you that about just giving the country back over to President Obama to ruin for 4 more years. Now, look,
if they keep going, if Romney does what he's done the last time, he won't stand a chance against Obama. You know, he's right there with the global warming crowd. He won't say what. I'm telling you, this is going to be a different election, and it's not going to be party versus whatever. I think Obama, unless we get a strong, I think all the experts are wrong. If we don't get a rock solid conservative, they're going to get their 4 years. And I'm not going to, you know what, we got behind. I pulled my nose for McCain. I'm not going to do it again, Joe.
Well, look, I understand, Barney. You and I probably are more in agreement than not. But the thing is, I'm concerned about conservatives like us ripping on Mitt Romney so early in this thing, because, again, I would rather have somebody at least speaks a good game, whether he really traditionally has been a conservative or not, versus what we've got in the White House right now.
Yeah, you know what I'd like to see? This bunch that's running now, and I don't know if Perry's going to get in, I would like to see him not go negative, and I know that's not realistic. Leave each other alone. Mm-hmm. Stand out on your own. You don't need to beat somebody up to make yourself look good. So I would say, I really would like to see, and I know Polanyi said what he said about Romney, but I'd really like to see a whole bunch get up there and not knock each other around and let the shining star, you know, who Democrats. They don't have to go negative to win that nomination on each other. If they want to go negative on the real problem, the Libs and the Democrats in this country. Leave the Republicans out of it. They should not go negative on each other. And I think that we're going to get the right candidate. And if it's Romney, I'm not going to be there, but I don't think it will be. I think Michelle Bachmann, I wouldn't have said this 3 weeks ago. I think she's got a snowball chance.
Okay, sir, thanks very much for the call. Here is Texas host Robert Pratt, who really likes what Governor Perry stands for.
Governor Perry made headlines for an extremely well-received speech in Louisiana this past week. One comment he made stands out among Republicans and the party insiders. Governor Perry said,
"You know, when it comes to conservative social issues, it saddens me when sometimes my fellow Republicans duck and cover in the face of pressure from the left."
Just a few paragraphs later in the speech, Governor Perry added this about apologizing.
"And we need to stop apologizing for celebrating life. We need to stop apologizing for wanting to protect an individual's right to build a business. We need to stop apologizing about stemming the tide of entitlement mindset that's out there."
The crowd applauded, went to their feet, because Perry's right. If you have convictions about what you think, you must apologize, then maybe you've got the wrong convictions.
All right. 800-510-TALKS, 28 past the hour.
Lieutenant Colonel Lance Hampton.
"For 18 months, all I've known is kill or be killed. I thought about suicide a lot. Nobody understood, and my family couldn't relate. At my absolute lowest point, a friend took me to a VFW post just to help me keep it together. I found men and women of all ages who got it. I found a family at the VFW and turned it into my most important tour of duty. I am the new VFW."
It's who we are. It's what we do. To join, log on to VFW.org.
Research reveals that many people share the misguided belief that seeing well translates to good eye health. As a result, many don't take the necessary steps to protect their eyes to keep them healthy. To help educate and improve the eye health of Americans, a new radio program, Healthy Vision with Dr. Val Jones, by AccuView brand contact lenses, provides timely and relevant information and resources to help families manage their eye health. When it comes to taking care of your eyes, Dr. Robert Rosenthal tells host, health blogger Dr. Val Jones, that there is more to an eye exam than just seeing if you need new glasses or contact lenses.
"An eye exam is more than just checking vision. An eye exam is an extension of your medical exam."
Free podcasts can be found in the iTunes store and at blogtalkradio.com/healthyvision. I'm Lynn Thompson. Dr. Jones is a paid consultant for Vistacon. AccuView Vistacon and Healthy Vision are trademarks of Johnson & Johnson Vision Care, Inc.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, "How come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?"
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings, or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Measuring your feelings, the pulse of America with Talk in the Focus. That's what this program is about. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, reviewing the hot hits through the week and on the weekend in the world of talk radio, conversation, television, the issues of the day, the events of the day. And certainly Libya is an issue that has a lot of people buzzing, continuing to focus on whether we ought to be there or not. Here are talk hosts Dan Kaplis and Craig Silverman talking about that very thing.
Is the president waging an illegal war in Libya? Members of Congress from both parties now claiming that, not all, but some. That's an interesting issue. The other part of that I think is real interesting is he undermining American strength and respect for America and the American military in the way he's conducting whatever he's conducting in Libya?
Dan, I've been saying it for a while. I'd like to see him consult with Congress. I think the War Powers Act requires it. I think that's what our founders had in mind. Now, I'm not an expert, and you would probably need to write a legal brief. I'm reading some smart guys on this subject, including a guy named Robert Chesney, who has analyzed the War Resolutions Act or the War Powers Act, and it comes down to a definition of hostilities. The White House is saying, look, we may be shooting at them, but they're not really engaged with us. Of course, they don't have an air force anymore, so it's not really a war. It's not really hostilities. Seems to me that when we're spending this kind of money, and just as I brought up in the past about Iraq and Afghanistan, part of the analysis has to be, how much is this costing us? This is some real money. Every time you drop one of those big bombs, how much is that costing the American taxpayer, and toward what end? I think Congress should get involved, and the House probably has the authority one way or the other. It's interesting for all those people out there who say this act is unconstitutional. As I've said many times on the show, and it's not original to me, the Constitution means whatever the Supreme Court says it means, and nobody's had the courage to take this before the Supreme Court. Therefore, it seems to me it's a law passed by our United States Congress. It should be honored. But as I said, regardless, John Boehner, who's going to play golf with the president, the House has the purse strings, and they can introduce a resolution to deny financing. I believe in checks and balances. I don't like an imperial presidency, whether it's George W. Bush or Barack Obama. So I'm all in favor of what John Boehner and Dennis Kucinich and this strange coalition are doing, bringing this to a head. I don't know why they didn't do it last month. They're giving him the 90 days. Really, he only had 60 days from the first time he let the bomb start flying. And it's about time that the Congress did something.
All right, you're in favor of us being in Libya or not? Those are basic bottom line questions. 800-510-8255. John Boehner says the president is violating the War Powers Act by keeping our presence in Libya. Is that the case? The president violating the law. John McCain got together with John Kerry and put a bill together. They're going to try to run through the Senate to support the president in Libya. Is that a good idea? 800-510-8255. Here's Seth in Campbell, California, with a question. Go ahead with your question, Seth.
I just want to know, why did we go into Libya in the first place?
We went into Libya with the NATO organization to try to get rid of Gaddafi, who's slaughtering, killing his own people. He's pretty much the same as Mubarak in that the people don't want him there, and pretty much the same as four or five other leaders in the Middle East. And so we get wrapped up in something. The question also may be, why is it taking us so long to get this two-bit dictator? That is a question. Yeah. We wonder if the military-industrial complex is running the war instead of the people who are the generals and those who lead. It's it more or less a way of spending down some money, blow up some old munitions so we can replace them. That's really what's going on here, Seth.
Okay, well, what's the difference between that and Assad in Syria?
There isn't any. They're all the same. And so the next stop on this train after Libya is Syria, and then it's where maybe not Jordan probably, but these areas are tinderboxes of concern and complaints, and of course they're all connected to oil, which keeps the price near $4 a gallon. That's more or less what this does too.
Okay. So say there was riots. So say there was riots in America. If another country tried to step in to quell a riot in America, I mean, I don't see why that's okay.
Well, it isn't okay, but it wouldn't happen. You know it, and I know it. It just is who's got the bully pulpit, or who's got the most weapons, or who's got the biggest, who's the strongest guy, biggest biceps on the block. That's the way it works, Seth, sadly. 800-510-8255. Interesting, I was mentioning Bill Clinton before. Back in 1999, the president said he was pleased that Yugoslav troops were withdrawing from Kosovo. NATO declared a formal end to its bombing campaign there against Yugoslavia. So the same thing happened in 1999 as is happening right now, for those of you who don't have that memory. From Fox, Chris Wallace talks to Bill Kristol from the Weekly Standard, and from NPR, Mara Liasson, about some of these members of Congress threatening to pull the plug.
If you believe the congressional critics, today, Sunday, the president is officially in violation of the War Powers Act because it's the 90th day of our involvement in Libya. And House Speaker Boehner, Bill, doesn't buy the White House argument that this doesn't rise to the level of hostilities under the War Powers Act.
We're spending $10 million a day. We're part of an effort to drop bombs on Gaddafi's compounds. It doesn't pass a straight face test, in my view, that we're not in the midst of hostilities.
Bill, what do you make of Republican leaders, and it's not just Boehner, although he's leading the charge, joining the anti-war left in threatening to pull the plug on the president's involvement in Libya?
Well, they're two separate issues. Speaker Boehner agrees with the head of the Office of Legal Counsel in President Obama's Justice Department and the Defense Department's General Counsel, Jay Johnson, on the War Powers Act issue, and I think he probably has a pretty good argument, and the Obama administration is doing very complicated and somewhat sophisticated dances to avoid having to say this is covered by the War Powers Act, or to say we don't believe the War Powers Act is constitutional. So that's one issue, and I think the Republicans are entitled to be sort of annoyed at the way the Obama administration has handled all of this. On the other hand, they should not cut funds, and I hope they resist the impulse, which always happens with opposition parties, to do something somewhat irresponsible, even when provoked to do this by an administration that hasn't done a very good job of making the case or of congressional consultation.
Mara. This is always a partisan football. I mean, Democrats
raise the War Powers Act when there's a Republican president. And now Republicans who don't believe in the War Powers Act, including John Boehner, who questioned its constitutionality in 1999 and said that it ties the executive's hands. Now all of a sudden he's found
Barack
new respect
Obama
for him. Yes, and Barack
Powers
Obama,
Act,
exactly.
Senator,
yes,
so.
That's my point. But, you know, the administration, I think, maybe could have finessed this better. John McCain wants to put a resolution up supporting the war. They need something like that. But Congress doesn't have the courage of its convictions. It could bring a war powers resolution to the floor. It could cut off funding, like you said. It could do something if it really, really disagrees with it. But what I think that this is symbolic of is something bigger, which is that the Republican Party is maybe going back to its isolationist roots. And you heard that in the debate on Monday. And there are Michelle Bachmann, Newt Gingrich, even Mitt Romney sounded pretty squishy when it came to foreign interventions abroad.
800-510-8255. Squishy, eh? Let's listen as talk host Russ Castle and Lisa Rollins talk about whether Congress ought to be involved in defunding.
So we've hit the 90-day mark since we started whatever you want to call it in Libya. And many in Congress are now saying the president is breaking the law. President, you know, he doesn't have to obey the law, right? But yet Congress has a remedy right there. They can defund it. But Lindsey Graham says, no, we can't do that. It presents an interesting question. First of all, a little background from Fox News Radio's Doug Lusader.
President Obama decided not to get congressional approval for U.S. involvement in Libya, and he's hit the deadline now to do that under the War Powers Act. His defense, that the U.S. is not really engaged in hostilities. It's an argument that his Secretary of Defense would not defend when he appeared on Fox News Sunday.
I'm going to defer to the White House and to the president on the legal interpretations.
President Obama wouldn't be the first president to question the validity of the War Powers Act, but either way, Congress does have the power to cut him off.
So the question is, should Congress cut him off? Lindsey Graham, South Carolina, said no. Now, what's interesting, the White House is arguing we're not really, you know, a part of this thing in Libya, which is just a bald-faced lie. Matter of fact, one of the big headlines out of yesterday, overnight, NATO admitted that we carried out an airstrike that killed civilians in Libya yesterday. NATO saying a military missile site was the intended target of the airstrikes and acknowledged we killed some civilians. And Libyan officials were taking reporters out to see it in Tripoli. Several bodies being pulled out of the rubble. Then at a hospital, the reporters were shown the bodies of two children and three adults, who the Libyan officials said were among those killed. The prime minister over there, Abdelhadi Obaidi, said the NATO strike was, quote, a pathetic attempt to break the spirit of the people of Tripoli and allow numbers of terrorists to cause instability and disorder in the peaceful city. Libyan officials put the death toll at 7. Obaidi said there were 90 and 18 wounded. So if we're not engaged in war over there as a part of NATO, which we are NATO,
right,
then something doesn't give here.
All right. Up next, we talk about the budget battle. That focus in a moment here on the countdown.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. I saw the Mosquito Coast covered both sun protection and insect repellent. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800 1-800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302, Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302, ask for Lumitone.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
800-510-8255. Also being discussed this week in the talk radio world, the budget, the deficit, et cetera, et cetera. Paul Ryan back front and center from CNN. Carol Costello speaks with the chairman of the South Florida Tea Party, Everett Wilkinson, about Ryan's budget.
I must say you don't mince word. You call Ryan's Medicare plan a public policy nightmare. You also wrote a letter to Republican and Tea Party leaders, and I want to read a bit of that for our viewers now. You said the Tea Party and the GOP need to drop all support for the Ryan Medicare plan. It is a political trap and public policy nightmare, and the Republicans are locking arms, jumping off the cliff for it. Why do you say that?
Well, it is. Number one, they're calling it a plan is, I think, as a farce. It really doesn't address the issues that we have in spending and the debt right now. And that's just the basics.
What do you mean it doesn't address the issues? Because many economists say that you have to target social, these like Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, to really put a long-term dent in our deficit. So Paul Ryan, they say, is courageous for talking about these cuts to Medicare.
Well, it doesn't. Number one is that it's going to be 9 years before there's any cuts that happen. It's going to be over 10 years before we see a balanced budget. I don't necessarily consider that courageous. And as far as on the political side, you know, why would you put something in place, commit yourself for 9 years of elections, not even know what's going to happen, you know, be what the status is 9 years from that time? That's just, it's suicide. And I'm not the only one that's saying that. Dick Morris came out, Roger Stone, Donald Trump. A lot of conservatives are questioning this plan.
But when Newt Gingrich came out, I mean, he said, he called Paul Ryan's Medicare plan radical. He called it right-wing social engineering. Did Newt Gingrich have a point?
I think Newt Gingrich had a point. I don't necessarily agree with his verbiage, but you know, look at the Ryan plan. You know, the $500 billion that were cut with the Obamacare, He actually kept those cuts rather than giving it back to the seniors, and that's why the seniors came out in force last year for the elections. I think the Republicans are making a serious mistake. They need to look at across the board at welfare programs, look at the Pentagon budget. Social welfare programs have gone up 30% since Obama versus Medicare that has gone up 12%. We can look at the Pentagon budget. I don't think this is the time to be cutting the senior citizens' Medicare program. We need to look at alternatives.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
NBC has a little controversy on its hand. NBC has apologized for editing out the words "under God" from the Pledge of Allegiance during its coverage of the U.S. Open. Yeah. NBC says it's also sorry about having Brian Williams sign off the nightly news with "Hail Satan."
Conan, always happy to take a shot at NBC wherever he can. And that brings us around to another controversy this week. NBC editing, if you will, out some of the words of the pledge, including "under God." That's been something that a lot of people got themselves all whipped up about at the U.S. Open this weekend. Talk host Bob Durgin here speaks about a group that wants NBC to fire the people responsible for this outrage.
The Media Research Center isn't letting go of that NBC faux pas Sunday, where they edited out the "under God" Pledge of Allegiance as it was being recited by some children. The whole program was videotaped, and then they edited out the "under God" not once but twice, because they played the recitation two times. So the Media Research Center is calling on NBC to fire those responsible for omitting God from the Pledge of Allegiance. And they're asking religious leaders around the country to join the research center in holding their feet to the fire in this act of religious bigotry. Very, very interesting. The Media Research Center statement says that NBC has unquestionably committed an act of religious bigotry designed to offend Christians. Removing "under God" from the Pledge of Allegiance in a piece they aired Sunday during the U.S. Open, not once but twice, was absolutely not accidental. It was brazenly deliberate. NBC's pathetic apology did nothing but compound the offense by refusing to admit what they had done. Either NBC identifies and fires the employee or employees responsible for this act, or the network is guilty of deliberately giving aid and comfort to religious bigots. The apology given by NBC announcer Dan Hicks said, "Regrettably, a portion of the Pledge of Allegiance that was in that feature was edited out. We'd like to apologize to those of you who were offended by it. In the apology, they never identified what was edited out. They didn't want to say under God, so they just said a portion of the pledge was edited out. You know, these people are absolutely sick. Anyway, the Media Research Center statement continued that the Research Center will be sending letters to leaders of the top Christian denominations in the country, calling on them to hold NBC's feet to the fire and demand the network fire those responsible. We're urging religious leaders to educate their congregations to NBC's attack on faith and join us in publicly denouncing the network. I wonder if they will.
Yeah, there it is. Let's go get them. They're blasphemers. Here's Talk Host Jay Weber with a thought about the NBC apology.
I think that the way they're handling this has caused it to become a bigger controversy than it needed to be or than it was on Sunday. How did NBC handle it? Well, the network essentially put out a non-apology apology, so far as I can tell, both on the broadcast on Sunday and then again yesterday. NBC never really explained. They still haven't explained what happened, why it was taken out. And they never really said, we didn't intend to edit that out. They still haven't said this was a mistake. And I want to know if you think I'm parsing this too much, maybe I'm just nuts, or if this is an instance in which NBC was caught doing something intentional and is now trying to pawn it off as a mistake, even though they aren't saying it was a mistake. How can you claim this was a mistake? I don't know about you, but I've become pretty good at reading and parsing the lefties over the years. And even as they've gotten better with the non-apology apologies, they still haven't perfected them. For 2 days now, NBC has, quote, apologized for editing Under God, Indivisible out of the Pledge of Allegiance and doing so twice on their U.S. Open broadcast. But they haven't explained how it was edited out twice, and they haven't really apologized for editing those specific words out. In fact, Jason, play the offending pledge, which was part of their opening montage. And then I think included in this is going to be Dan Hicks, who was doing the broadcast, his so-called apology later on in the day in the TV coverage. Everybody in America knows the pledge and knows that that's not it.
Much ado about nothing, it seems to me. But time is up, so we don't have time to talk about much ado about nothing.